This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. To get through the past several weeks, banks have been taking out emergency loans from the Federal Reserve to ensure they can cover withdrawals from customers. As of Wednesday, banks had tapped more than $152 billion from two backstop lending facilities set up by the Fed. That's actually down from $164 billion borrowed during the week before. And it's a sign that the threat of more bank runs may be waning. One of those emergency lending programs is called the discount window. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports, banks really try to avoid it.
When we write a check, our banks have to make sure our money is there when it is supposed to be, right? But what if the bank can't move money fast enough for it to be there? Well, they borrow it, usually just for like a day, and usually from other banks. But sometimes
it's other counterparty banks are saying, you're in more trouble than we're comfortable with. You should go see the Fed.
Peter Conti Brown is a professor of financial regulation at Wharton. So back in the olden days, like 1913, when the Fed was created, a bank would go to an actual window at the Fed and get a loan. Problem solved. At least that's how it used to work.
The discount window mostly atrophied from the 1950s until 2008.
During the financial crisis around 2008, of course, all kinds of banks had to use the discount window. But in normal times, the Fed has discouraged them from using it, says Conti Brown. And banks, big ones anyway, haven't used it much. The reason is it just looks bad.
I'm pleased, sir. May I have another? We're a very poor bank and having some trouble.
This image problem is very real. Bill Nelson is chief economist at the Bank Policy Institute and spent 20 years at the Fed. Some years back, a friend of his got a job as a bank treasurer.
When he took his position, he was told if he were to end up borrowing from the discount window, there'd be two phone calls. One would be a call from the president of the New York Fed asking what happened, and the second would be a call from human resources to him telling him to clear out his desk.
In 2008, the Fed tried to set up other ways for banks to borrow, but it didn't solve the stigma problem, says Nelson.
It's a tremendous problem because you could think of the discount window in many instances as a safety valve.
But it's a safety valve that banks aren't comfortable using enough, he says. Silicon Valley Bank could probably have had a softer landing, says Peter Conti Brown, if it had been prepared to use the discount window earlier. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.